Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of November 15th through the 22nd. I think it's probably a good idea if you guys are, you know, taking any of this seriously to grab your calendar or a notepad and write down. I'm going to give you guys a bunch of dates that I think might be helpful going forward with this stuff that's kicking in this week. So we have three things happening. First of all, we have Mars having entered Pisces. That is today, November 15th, and it is going to be traveling through this sign for the next 6 weeks until December 31st. So wrapping up our year with Mars in Pisces. And so for all of us in general, you know, this means that where the action is for the rest of the year is happening behind the scenes, more or less. It can be playing out as we kind of delve more into artistic pursuits. One of the things Pisces rules, so we might get more involved in film or music or painting or poetry or whatever muse-related interest you might have. It can be that we are getting busier in our spiritual life, so we might find that we really get back invigorated about our prayer or our meditation. We might be getting back physically out into nature. If you're not in the freezing cold part of the country or wherever you're listening in from, I actually had a dream last night that I bought property in Scotland. I know some of you guys listen, so tell me where a good place is, I guess. So weird. But anyways, yeah, I digress. Mars is going to get us busy. It could be, you know, if you have interest in learning about your psychic abilities or your magical qualities in life, you know, you could get more involved in that. It can be a healing time where you take more action towards going off to a spa or a retreat or a hospital to have some kind of procedure done. It can be about romance, but in this part of the sky, it would be more about getting all into the passion and the activities involved with a secret love affair, something more clandestine, or where you're taking time to get away from the world at large and you're holing up with your lover, maybe some romantic getaways or trysts, you know, that take you out of the world a bit. It can be about getting active with some kind of past life connection that is, has a romantic side to it too, so you have to feel your way through that one. It can be about research or investigations, kind of digging into information as well. And on the challenging side, you know, Pisces can be where we are our own worst enemy and we do things that, you know, aren't the best choices, right? And so because Mars tends to dive in and then think it through later, you know, it's very proactive and wants to make something happen, you have to be very careful that you're not stomping on your own, you know, left foot with your right foot or vice versa. And you definitely want to watch for bad habits or addictions. You definitely want to watch out for secrets or deceptions. Those things can come back out into the clear when we get Mars in Aries at the first of the year. And so be super careful about what you're doing, you know, on whatever. I'm not going to say it, but just be careful with that stuff. And so, you know, and Pisces is the sign of Mars's fall. So it's a little weaker there. Mainly because, you know, Mars is a fire energy and it's very much, very sharp, very I'm ready to make it happen now or yesterday. It's passionate. It wants to get all this stuff moving. And Pisces is surreal and, you know, has no limits and boundaries and is magical and emotional and, you know, inspired. And so Mars is like, which way am I going? Waving its sword around. So, you know, kind of keep that image, I guess, going forward over these next 6 weeks. Definitely can be a time where you do, I think I wrote this on the daily or I wrote this somewhere and where I post, you know, you do want to listen to that inner voice a lot with Mars and Pisces because you're going to be at some point tempted to do something that this little, you know, guy on one of your shoulders there is going to be saying, you really shouldn't do that. And whether you go ahead and do it or not, you know, again, like I said, this stuff can come back into sharp light when we get into January. So be careful. Listen to and trust that voice. Some of going through Mars in Pisces is just allowing things as you take your step and take your next step, allowing things to kind of unfold and magically develop. There can be some faded qualities to the time period just because it is, tied to that past life stuff, you know. And so as far as writing down dates over these next 6 weeks, there are 4 dates where Mars is activating. For everybody. And so, you know, obviously in your own personal birth chart, there may be days where Mars is going to be activating your chart and you would have to, you know, go through somebody interpreting that for you to figure all that out. But in general, for everybody, these 4 days stand out. So November 19th, Mars will form a square to Jupiter. Jupiter's in Sagittarius, where we're dealing with going big with legal matters, travel plans, people at a distance, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, religious interests, political matters, weddings or other ceremonies, right? And so as Mars comes up into this frictional square with this on November 19th, there's a major push. Something big is happening there from that Piscean territory, whether that is artistic or romantic or spiritual or addictive or secretive or has to do with institutions or research. So there's, you know, you kind of feel that one out as you go into it. It's frictional. It's going to be big. By November 27th, Mars is forming an opportunity alignment with Saturn. And so the door flings open to making some kind of commitment or to getting serious and consolidating something that involves a goal or your career or your status or your own leadership abilities or somebody else who's in that authority position, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, mentor, whoever the higher up person may be. So this is about, you know, some serious step that you can take. It also could be, you know, solidifying an ending that serves everybody here in the situation, or it could be about setting up the structures that support, or it could be about ambitions in the mix or responsibilities and tackling something tied in with all of that there. Then on December 7th, number 3, in this course of Mars activity, we have Mars coming together with Neptune on the same degree. To me, that seems like a pretty big deal. Pisces is ruled by Neptune. Neptune is in its own sign there. And here Mars is showing up for the first time in 2 years and getting ready to come together with Neptune to take the next step towards something. So the December 7th seems like an important day for the activities that can commence to take us towards that spiritual, artistic, romantic, institutional research theme, or to help us with the addictions, the deceptions, the secrets, the boundary issues, and that kind of stuff. And then fourth and final with Mars going forward, we have December 16th through the 17th. 2 days with the same aspect. It's building, and Mars tends to show early. And so a lot of us may experience this on the 16th. It's technically peaking on the 17th. So some may on the 17th, and probably depends on your time zone, which way that falls. But some may get something on both days, you know, so include them both on your calendar or your notes. And on those days, Mars is forming an opportunity alignment to Pluto. So again, we're involving on that day, door being open, some potential to take a step here, involving the goal or the career or that authority person. But Pluto's involved now, so it can be about making a major change. It can be about digging deep into something and uncovering a truth. It can be about purging something. It can be about the financial side of what's going on with all of this. It can be about the sexual attraction. It can be about the reproductive need. It can be about a divorce, a death, a birth, anything involving power or obsessive thoughts or third-party scenarios, you know, so something involving you and 2 other people. And so that, again, December 16th and 17th, so Mars is activating that. So again, overview with Mars starts today. November 15th is going to be active for the next 6 weeks, and I will go down through the signs about how this, what territory that's kind of active in for each sign here in a minute when I start going through the signs. Second thing that's happening in our week ahead is Venus retrograde is ending. So, let's have a moment of silence. Yay. So we went into the Venus retrograde on October 5th, and, it's been a nice long haul here. November 16th, Venus retrograde ends at 5:51 a.m. Eastern time. And so this means we are starting to move forward now. And it retrograded during this cycle from 10 degrees of Scorpio down to 25 degrees of Libra. That's where what was covered, So Scorpio was about kind of going back to Venus themes, love or money or women or beauty themes, and how they're playing out over shared third-party scenarios or with the sexual interests or the bigger financial side of things or the death or the birth or the divorce. And as it went into Libra, we started to really look at who do we want to partner with or who are we partnering with or what's going on with clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or opponents or competitors or advocates or any other kind of relationship. So now that it goes forward, it's in Libra where it has backed up to, and it's going to be going forward now from November 16th up through December 2nd. Over those Libra themes of relationship. And then from December 2nd up through the 18th, it will be going forward through Scorpio, going forward over all the degrees it backed over. And so now you can see some momentum with the things you visited that had that sexual or financial or reproductive or divorce or whatever those Scorpio theme topics were. And then we passed the shadow on the 18th, and all Venus themes are now free and clear of this big, long story, and ready to start moving. Now, there are only two dates as we're going from now until we get out of the shadow on the 18th of December where Venus is moving to make some kind of alliance with another planet. So these two dates will probably stand out in some way for you guys. So the first one is November 30th. And on November 30th, Venus, now in her forward motion, is going to come into an opposition with Uranus. Yes, she is. And that means in Libra, there's a one-on-one coming to the forefront on November 30th. And there can be some surprise aspects, something unexpected to the mix, something last-minute changing. There could be something exciting, something shocking. Uranus is just a wild card kind of energy, and it's stepping it up as we're moving forward in that relationship dynamic. So some changes, some surprises, some excitement, some maybe a shocker or two on November 30th between you and that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, competitor, etc. And then the second date is December 16th. And at that point, Venus is in Scorpio. She's still, got a couple more days left covering ground going forward over the theme she went backwards over. And she's going to form an opportunity alignment to Saturn. So at that point, there can be something that solidifies for you about this love interest or this income situation or the women or the beauty interests and what's playing out through Scorpio, the shared bigger financial things, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, bankruptcy, alimony, child support, or what's going on sexually or reproductively or with the death or the birth or the divorce or the third party. So at this point with Saturn, we can be, again, solidifying something with the goal or with the career movement or with that higher up authority type person, or we can end something under good alignment here where there's a favorable consolidation of whatever the situation is. There could be an opportunity to tackle responsibilities is very much reminiscent of the other aspect that I talked about earlier, where you can really either get ambitious or focus on the structures that are supporting here and that kind of thing. All right, and then number three, the big one, la-da-da-da, maybe, I don't know, the Mars thing's kind of big too. We have Mercury retrograde starting. Oh, my God, I'm already experiencing stuff with this today, too. I don't know if you guys are. It's been driving me crazy. I posted a thing that showed, Mercury retrograding in Sagittarius, and the U was missing in the word Sagittarius, and I wrote, like, in a little, bracket, do you guys see it? Nobody saw it, or at least nobody was going to admit to it, a misspelling. But, yeah, Mercury retrograde can be a little crazy because we have mix-ups. We have, equipment that goes funky. We have electronics that can break down. We have miscommunications and those kind of things. So it can be a headache with that. Really what it's all meant to do, what it's all designed to do is to slow us down enough to rethink something or rework something or catch something that might have caused us more issues up ahead. And now we can kind of fix it and work on it in this 3.5 week period. So Mercury retrograde begins at 8:23 p.m. Eastern time on Friday the 16th. And it is going to run through December 6th. It is going to back from 13 degrees of Sagittarius back to 27 degrees of Scorpio. When it comes out of this retrograde on December 6th, it will then be going forward over the degrees it backed over. So it really won't exit the shadow until the 24th of December, meaning that you're free and clear of it completely free and clear of it as of December 25th, Christmas Day. So it may be easy to remember. So as we're looking forward with the potential dates that might stand out, there are 3 days in all of this where Mercury is kind of getting together with other planets where they might mean something is happening with us with these themes. So November 25th through the 26th, again, building up on the 25th, peaking on the 26th in the wee hours, and so you may experience it both days or just one. Mercury will be squaring Mars in Pisces. Isn't that going to be just a fun couple days? So we're going back with the Mercury retrograde, and we're rethinking something with a Sagittarius theme. We're looking at, are we getting into a talk or a meeting with somebody from the past about the legal matter, the travel plans, the people at a distance, the educational pursuits, the media or marketing interests, the wedding or other ceremony, the political or religious theme. What is it that we're kind of rethinking? Are we rekindling something with somebody there? Are we reworking an old idea there? Are we going back and really tweaking something we've already set in motion? Are we letting go of something there? As it comes up to Mars and squares that, we've got this big push, this frictional energy with whatever's going on behind the scenes with that clandestine romance or romantic getaway, or with the artistic project or the spiritual practice or the hospital or other institution or the research or investigation or what's happening, with an addiction or a secret or a deception. And so those couple days look really more intense maybe than the rest of them. Then on November 27th, we have two things Mercury is doing in its retrograde. It is coming to sit with Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, in Sagittarius, and those two are getting together there. That's a really important, combination. It's really fusing and bringing up the level of the retrograde. So big choices or big news about the trip or the person at a distance or the legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, wedding, religious, or political theme. And on the very same day, we are at the midpoint of the Mercury retrograde as the Sun and Mercury retrograde come together on the same degree too. So think about that. Mercury, Jupiter, and the Sun all on the same degree. So you're showing up now, or you are very personally impacted by what's going on this day, or you're somehow involving your name, your title, your image, your brand in part of this story. So again, November 27th. And then finally, between December 1st and 2nd, we have the third alignment, and this is an adjustment aspect that Mercury is making to Uranus. By now, Mercury will have taken its retrograde into Scorpio, and so we are rethinking, reworking, releasing something involving that sexual attraction, that reproductive matter, the death, the birth, the divorce, or something in that big financial realm with the loan or the inheritance or the taxes or insurance, etc. So being adaptive in some way on a personal or physical level here. So you may need to ask for a little bit more or less in the scenario. Somebody else may be asking it of you. It may involve your name on something. It may involve your image or brand. It may just be about you physically being there. And so you want to keep the idea of give and take a little bit and be malleable a little bit on December 1st and 2nd. And that is pretty much it as an overview. And so let's kind of jump into where we are with the signs going through this. Aries, your ruler is headed into Pisces. This takes you maybe on a little bit more personal or physical level into this realm than the other signs, and definitely means the action for you over these next 6 weeks is playing out behind the scenes. So it can be an important time to do some research and really figure out where you want to go next with something, to dive into digging up old materials or investigating something. It can be a time where you really want to get more active with a specific institution. So you might want to be reaching out to different spas or retreats. Maybe that's you going there to enjoy yourself. Maybe that's you looking for work there. Maybe that, you know, or maybe it's a hospital. Maybe it's a prison, you know, whatever the institution might be. So more activity there. It can be a time where a romance starts to kick up, and this is very strongly tied to a past life soulmate type of person or some kind of clandestine affair that is kicking up that you're needing to keep secret in some for some reason. It can be a time where you're getting very busy in an artistic project or pursuit. So whether that's you learning to paint or to play an instrument, or that's you going to more concerts, or you getting involved in a film or you know, dance or sculpture, whatever muse-driven interest you might have, this is definitely the time where you could see more happening there. And anything spiritual, you know, so if you want to get in there and get into more prayer or more meditation or more yoga, if you want to open up your psychic channels or study your dreams, you know, get involved in something going on with that. And it also, I should say for Aries, if you want to take action on an addiction or a bad habit, a good time to reach out to people that might, you know, have some kind of specialty in helping you with that. And you might also uncover a secret or two during this next 6 weeks if you are so inclined to look. And I would definitely say, you know, those dates I gave at the top of the show, especially the last three, might be key in all of that. Then when we come to Venus going direct, finally ending weeks and weeks of retrograde, this starts on Friday the 16th. And so for Aries, this is definitely going to start to move you forward. Now you can start to gather some momentum with partners, and those can be business partners or romantic partners, or with clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors. And this would be about love or about making money or about women in, you know, in general, or specific women that you're focused on, or about beauty interests that you're involved in. So this starts to gather some momentum going forward. Check the top of the show for the dates for that. And then with Mercury retrograde starting on the same day, on Friday the 16th, you're going to enter a period up through the 6th where you're going to slow down when it comes to, well, the part I'm going to talk about on tonight's show is the first half of this where it's in Sagittarius. So in this week ahead, for sure, it is going to be about slowing down and going back and reconnecting with past people to either rekindle something or let something go, or go back to old ideas or projects or situations and see if there's anything there that is worth reworking. You can also go over current situations and fine-tune things, or exit a scene of something if you're not happy. And the focus for Aries is to focus on anything legal that needs some of your attention here, or anything with travel or with people that are at a distance from you, anything with education, whether you're going back to get some training or back to school full time, or you're thinking about teaching something, you know, back to anything media, marketing, publishing oriented, anything with weddings coming back around or other ceremonies coming back around in this period. You want to get in there and talk with people, meet with people, and feel that out. And then also, if there's some kind of pull back to religion or politics for you, this time period favors going in and figuring something out there. So as with all signs, you want to watch for any kind of mix-ups or breakdowns and the kind of wonky, crazy stuff that happens during a Mercury retrograde. But do look at it as a do-over, a chance to rethink things, look at your agreements, your decisions, meet with people, and figure out which way you want to go. Remind yourself also that you are in flux with this until it is fully direct after that first week of December. And so if you can wait and hold off on final decisions, then you're probably best to do so. But sometimes you have to go forward. If you do, give yourself some wiggle room. And there you have it. For Taurus, Mars going into Pisces for you guys, that means that the next 6 weeks you're going to have way more activity playing out with those Piscean themes. That can be your artistic, romantic, spiritual narratives, or what's going on with institutions or research or addictions or secrets. And for you guys, this is playing out with your social stream. And so this may involve friends, might get you busier with a certain group. You might get way busier online doing some of this stuff. You might be going to gatherings or parties or events. It might involve astrology or charities. And it can really gear you guys up to get motivated and start seeing some things happening with personal aspirations or with original projects here. And so very busy time over these next 6 weeks. You can check the top of the show for the key dates that stand out. But focus in those social arenas on that artistic or romantic or spiritual or institutional or research potential. And then Venus retrograde ends on Friday the 16th in the morning. And so that's a good thing for Taurus because you're ruled by Venus. And so part of you, it's not just about where Venus has been retrograding that has been affected. I mean, this has also kind of slowed the Tauruses down. You know, maybe you've needed more rest, or maybe you've just felt a little bit, you know, more draggy. Is that a word? I don't know. And so with this energy starting to move forward, it should help give you guys a pickup, and it should gather steam the further it moves along coming out of this. Also, it has been focused on your sixth house, so you've had to slow down and kind of go back over things or take a break from what's been going on with work or with health scenarios, with animals, with coworkers, hired help, paperwork, getting organized, and all of that. And so now we see it starting to move forward, so you really can start to gather some momentum. If it's work-related, let's say, then Venus probably going forward here would be about the income that Venus rules and starting to see that flow. If it is about, you know, your health, maybe it's involving a woman, or maybe it's involving the love that you feel, starting to feel healthier in some way. or maybe you're going to make money through the health industry or something. But this is all starting to move forward as of Friday the 16th. Again, I give dates at the top of the show where that'll stand out for connecting on that stuff. With Mercury retrograde, now this might be a little bit more interesting or challenging for the Tauruses, depending on your nature. You guys are pretty solid, so maybe it'll just be interesting. It's going to retrograde in your eighth house, and this is the house. So we're starting to slow down and go back and rekindle something, or let go of something, or rework something. And so this is the house of sexual attractions. It's the house of reproductive matters. It's the house of death and birth and divorce, and it's also the house of all the big financial topics. So going back over that loan and filling out the paperwork to deal with it, or, you know, paying off the taxes, or sitting down with the tax accountant, or going back to the insurance policy, or the loan, or the debt, or the inheritance, or the bankruptcy, or the alimony, or the child support, or the mortgage, or whatever this is. You know, this would be the time to get in there with your financial people and get some advice on, you know, what you should be doing to fix this or figure something out or go back over something that has been left too long that you now need to tackle. So, you know, it could be really kind of intense and powerful if you're rekindling something sexual. It could help you go in and get the right information if you're trying to figure something out reproductively and financially and et cetera, et cetera. So this starts, it's going to last. It'll be in this sign up through the first. Is that right? No. I need that little like tick tock tock da. Yeah, that's right, through the first. So you got that focus until then, and then it'll slide into the next line, and we'll talk about that during that show. So there you have it. For Gemini, Mars headed into Pisces for you guys. The next 6 weeks, a lot more activity that is focused on your career or big personal goals that you're striving for, or something involving your status or reputation or fame, or something with higher up authority figures, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the director, the boss, somebody like that. So these areas, you're going to see more motivation. You're going to be applying the Piscean themes here. So it might be about the artistry or the spirituality there, or it might be about a bad habit or some self-sabotaging tendency there, or something that's been going on that's been hidden or secret from you, or something that involves your romantic life or an institution or the research that you need to do. So expect to see more happening with goals, career, authority figures over these 6 weeks. Top of the show gives you the dates that stand out with that. Then Venus retrograde ends on Friday the 16th. So Geminis have had a chance to either go back and rekindle something with a past lover, or with a creative project that they wanted to pick back up, or something with a recreational pursuit, or with the kids. Or the Venus retrograde has allowed them to kind of slow down and rework a current scenario, or to have some space, you know, where somebody exited or somebody got called away to this or that, and you've had some chance to get a breather from it. And so whichever one that is, it's now back on. As of Friday the 16th, we're now moving forward in those areas. So this is with Venus. So we're looking at love with the kids or the lover or the women or the or creative projects or the recreational interests, or we're looking at income opportunities starting to flow forward with those themes, or the women moving forward with those themes, or beauty interests moving forward with those themes. And it's going to slowly pick up steam as it goes, as it moves out of its shadow over the weeks ahead, and you guys can really start to see this happen. So you might notice something shifting gears on Friday the 16th as this starts to be set in motion. And then on the same day, on Friday the 16th, Mercury is retrograding. And so this is going to slow you down with relationships over the weeks ahead. And so this is about, again, it's a do-over, same kind of thing. You're going to get a chance to go back, let go, rekindle, or rework something. It can be with a romantic partner, a business partner, your clients, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent, an advocate, any one-on-one serious relationship. And so with Mercury, you want to, you know, you'll be meeting with some of these people or in talks. You might be reconsidering an agreement or renegotiating terms. You might be looking at sales with these people. You might be looking at writing or interviews with these people and decisions that were made or still need to be made. And it gives you that do-over phase. And with all signs, you have to be careful of the typical Mercury retrograde glitches. So when it comes to these people, you may have more times where you set an appointment with a client and it gets bounced to a different spot, or somebody's late. Or you might have your partner tell you something and you misunderstand them and you think they meant one thing and they think you meant something else. So you have to be really careful with your communications. Give a little bit, expect to have some delays or some mix-ups, and you'll get through the whole period better. It is slowing you down enough to figure something out. You're in flux with these people now for a few weeks, and you want to give it a chance to see what this means for you. Okay, for Cancer, Mars is headed into Pisces as of Thursday, the 15th of November, staying there until the very last day of the year. So for the next 6 weeks, it's moving in a fellow water sign for Cancer. This is actually a harmonic for you guys, so it might be a little easier to take than for some of the other signs. And this is going to get you very active over ninth house matters. So it's time to do something about a legal matter, about travel plans or people at a distance, about educational pursuits, about anything media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting related, anything with weddings or other ceremonies, or anything with religion or politics. So we definitely see you getting passionate here, or maybe fired up and fighting a good fight there, but motivated about making things happen. And you're applying Piscean themes to all of that. So you could be traveling for romance or for the artistic or for the institutional. Maybe you're going to a hospital somewhere far away, or maybe you're going to do the research through your travel. So in any of those ninth house topics, you want to apply Piscean themes to see if is it romantic, artistic, spiritual, is it about an institution, is it about an addiction or a bad habit, or is it about something through research or development behind the scenes. All right, so with Venus retrograde, that ends on Friday the 16th early in the morning, and so now you're ready to start moving forward with Venus themes, which moving forward with income or women or beauty or love. How could that be the last one? It should be the first one, right? And for Cancer, this has really been kind of putting a spoke in the wheel when it comes to your home or a real estate deal or a move or a renovation or what's been going on with a parent or a roommate or the family. And so now, as of Friday the 16th, you're starting to see forward motion. You can really start taking things to the next step when it comes to the love there or when it comes to the women or the income scenarios or beautifying your space there. So there you have it. And then for Mercury retrograde starting in the evening on Friday the 16th, for Cancer, over these next few weeks while it's in Sagittarius, up through December 1st, you guys are going to be slowing down and either taking a little bit of a break to figure something out or going back to something from the past to rekindle or release or rework it or tweaking something ongoing so you can have some space there or you can be going back and getting something together. And this is about your work or maybe involving coworkers from the past or hired help coming back around or exiting for a few weeks. It can be about paperwork that is involved in something, so you might need to go back over the details of that. It can be about getting organized or cleaning. Oh, darn. I'm a Cancer. I'm like, oh, man, I'm just going to have to clean for the next couple weeks. That's not fair. It can be, well, I could use it, though, I have to admit. It can be about health matters, too, on a completely different level. This can be a time to go back and really figure out where you are with your health and get something worked out, you know, get into that, sit down with the doctor or go back to that Reiki specialist or acupuncturist or massage therapist or whoever, you know, nutritionist. About your health, so good do-over period for that. Anything with animals, if you have a pet that got lost, it could return during this time. You could go back and decide you want to adopt an animal that you thought about adopting before. Now's a better time to do it. You know, so it's a good do-over period for getting some things tackled with the animals as well. And, yeah, that's it. Okay. For Leo, Mars headed into Pisces from November 15th through December 31st, the next 6 weeks. This is definitely going to amp up the activity for Leo in your sex life or could make you way more fertile and reproductive, things kicking into gear. So be a little careful with that unless that's what you're aiming for. If that's what you're aiming for, practice a lot more during this time because this will give you that edge, right? It can help you figure out reproductive issues as well if you're having something imbalanced hormonally or, you know, going through some kind of change with that. This would be the time to get in there and do something about it. If you are at the point where you're ready to go through a divorce, then Mars can kick that into gear for you, and these next 6 weeks can get you really in there actively pursuing some stuff with that. It can be if there is somebody who is crossing over in your life or if there's somebody getting ready to be born, then this time can be a lot more activity going on dealing with all of that transitional stuff. And then also for Leo, this could be just a very big financial period where you're really pursuing the loan or paying off the debt or going after the better insurance or, you know, getting the taxes taken care of or really doing more for the commissions or royalties or whatever big financial theme, you know, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the alimony, whatever it might be. So pay attention to the top of the show for the key dates that stand out with that. But this definitely, again, with all signs as well, you may be applying, you know, the clandestine or romantic side to the sex life, or you might be dealing with the institution like the hospital when it comes to your reproductive needs, or maybe an institution when you're dealing with the divorce. There might be some secrets uncovered as you're dealing with this stuff. There might be some karmic turning points in all of this. you know, anything spiritual or artistic could be tied in. Maybe you're pursuing the financial aim for some artistic project you've got going on. You know, so tie your Piscean themes into what's happening here. As far as Venus retrograde ending on Friday the 16th, this happens in the morning. And for Leo, you know, if you've been kind of held back on making a decision or announcing something or talking to a bunch of people or writing something up or interviewing or auditioning or focusing on the sales or the agreements with people over Venus themes, love, income, women, or beauty, that starts to now move forward. So you might be ready to make a choice or hear the news or proposal or offer or sign the agreement or make the sale or move any of that, you know, or the writing or the interviews or the talks or the meetings and move that into the next level. And then for Leo, this also has a physical side to it. So some of you guys might have been focused on this Venus retrograde over the last, you know, month and a half, whatever. When it comes to Venus, same thing, Venus, love, income, women, beauty. But it might have been really aimed at something going on with a brother or a sister or a neighbor, or it might have been really getting you to focus in on your vehicles or your electronics or something about your local activities or short trips to nearby places. And again, as this energy is starting to go forward on Friday the 16th, it will be picking up momentum and helping you move things into whatever the next chapter is going to be there in the name of love or money or women or beauty. So look for those shifts starting to kick in. And on the same day, Mercury retrogrades that evening on Friday the 16th. So over these weeks ahead, for Leo, this is going to slow down and get you guys to work on something ongoing or go back to the past and rekindle something with somebody past or rekindle a past situation or release something and get better closure or tweak something and get it right, you know. So it's a big do-over. And for Leo, it's focused on lovers, it's focused on creative projects, it's focused on recreation, and it's focused on children. So you want to, you know, think, what do you need to say to somebody? What do you need to write up? Is there an agreement you need to reconsider? Is there a sale or a meeting that needs to take place, you know? And you guys might be running into some of these scenarios out locally or on those short trips too. So, you know, put on a hat, put on a smile before you head out there because it could just, you know, come up at any time. Obviously, those dates I gave at the top of the show, those would be your standout dates. All right, for Virgo, Mars is headed into Pisces Thursday the 15th of November through December 31st. So for the next 6 weeks, this is very relationship-oriented for the Virgos. Means a lot more activity happening with these people, means a lot more passion expressed. There can be some anger issues that come to the forefront if you have them and you need to deal with them. But definitely a motivational time and getting busy with these romantic partners or business partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or advocates, you know, people that represent you in some kind of way. And obviously most of this will be based on Piscean themes with these people. So what are you doing artistically or romantically or spiritually, or is there something that you're trying to get help with a bad habit or an addiction, or is there a secret or a deception to come to light, or is there something with research and development or institutions like hospitals, spas, retreats, working with these people to do something for you. So there you have it. There's going to be a lot going on there. I gave four key dates at the top of the show. You might want to zip back and write those down if you haven't already. As far as Venus retrograde ending, it ends on Friday the 16th in the morning. And so over these weeks behind you, you've either slowed down or you've had some kind of exit or you've returned to the past or you've been reworking an ongoing scenario, you know, release, rekindle, rework, rethink things. And it's really been focused on your personal income or your possessions or your purchases or your products or the things you value or being valued in some way. And so the whole reprocessing of that period is now over. And now you can start to get some forward momentum. And so now money can start coming in. There could be some new purchases, some new things with the products or possessions. Women can start, you know, new women can start showing up and being involved, or new love direction with some of that stuff, or new things about beauty with some of that stuff. so you can pay attention to what's kind of shifting gears for you starting on Friday. And then Mercury retrograde begins Friday evening on the 16th, same day. And so you're going to start to have some going back into the past and revisiting it in some way. It's going to be happening at your home. So maybe there's going to be people popping over that you haven't seen in a long time. Or maybe you're going to go through a bunch of old scrapbooks or, you know, old albums, and it's going to draw you back to old memories or, you know, old photographs of people. So the home itself can be taking you back. It might be a time period where you go and visit a home you used to live in, you know, from your childhood. There can be anything that's kind of a do-over there. If you've been thinking of letting go of where you live or making some kind of change, this period can help you figure some of that out. Also, it can be focused on something that is really about a real estate deal or a move or a renovation. It can also be focused on family or roommates or parents. And so if you need to kind of go back and rethink something or look at agreements or decisions or sales or writing or interviews or meetings and talks about those themes, then this is going to give you that chance. So you got to watch for the typical mix-ups and breakdowns and gadgets going astray, especially in your home. This would probably be more like small appliances kind of things. You know, you might have to replace the dishwasher or the microwave or, you know, the can opener. Let's hope it's just the can opener. Don't leave things plugged in, you know, that you're iffy about when you're gone. But other than that, it's definitely giving you a do-over in these next few weeks to really figure something out here. So take your time with that. All right, for Libra. Libra, Mars headed into Pisces starting November 15th and lasting until December 31st. This is definitely going to be a time that gets you guys busier pursuing work, or you land a job and you're getting way busier than you have been on the job, or if you're already on the job, there's more work piling up, or you dive into a big project, or there could be work at home. Maybe you're deciding to, you know, turn your whole place into some, you know, holiday masterpiece, Chevy Chase on the lawn kind of thing. Definitely invite Zoe for that one. I want to see that. But, you know, getting a lot of stuff done there work-wise. It can be a time where you get really motivated and you hire some people to help you in different areas of life, or it can be a time where you work with others. It can be a time where there's more paperwork that you're tackling during this time frame as well. You're getting organized, cleaning things out and that kind of thing. So that's one side of this. The other side of this is your health and your animals. And so this can be a time where it is a great time to motivate about getting healthier. Again, because it's in Pisces, it might be like a little not completely sharp, razor sharp focused, but you could definitely do well with water. Swimming might help. I don't know, what else can you do besides swimming? Maybe do some like those underwater weightlifting things. Anything water oriented. Maybe you can get more physically fit by, you know, going out to the concerts or going out doing something Piscean, you know, going out to more film. Well, films are kind of just sitting, aren't they? I don't know. Anything where you're moving, maybe go to the museum, go to the theater where you, you know, lurk about a little bit more. So think about health oriented things here. It could be a good time to go to a spa or a retreat or a hospital because of the Piscean flavor when it comes to your health and give yourself that boost that you need. And then also really good time to adopt an animal from, you know, the local whatever place in your local area that has animals that have been abandoned or whatever. Really good time to go into one of those places and bring an animal home. So there you have it. And then with Venus retrograde has been definitely having a very personal effect on Libra, because not only is it's your ruler, but this last part of the retrograde, it's been in your sign. So you've had like a double whammy with this. So it has been really slowing the Librans down, or getting you to be more introspective, or reworking something on a personal or physical level that has to do with the love in your life, or where you're going from here when it comes to making money, or with your image and how beautiful you feel headed out into life, or how you represent beauty topics or something, you know, that is part of your brand or your image. Or how you're connecting with women and where you are in that particular scenario in your life. So now as of Friday the 16th, this is going forward again. So it's going to give the Librans a little spark in their pants and get them back up smiling and beautifying and loving and making money and moving themselves personally or physically forward in some way. So all this time down or slowed down or refocused and reworking something is now going to start to pay off, and you're going to start to see some momentum there. And then on the evening of Friday the 16th, Mercury retrogrades, and this is in your third house of communication and information. So definitely something that needs to be said or written or signed or sold or somebody you need to meet with. I mean, this is a very targeted one for Libra over these next couple weeks. Take your time. You're going to run into people locally or on short trips, or you might go on a short trip to some place that you've been to before and get to rekindle something there. You might be going over those agreements or sales, or you're writing and reworking something. You might be getting into talks and meetings or interviews and auditions that are calling you back, and you're getting that next round of that stuff kicking in. And then also, like, on the physical side of this for Libra, this could be a do-over phase with something involving a brother or a sister or a neighbor or a move or your vehicles or electronics or something local going on or with short trips. So, you'll kind of get a hint of what this is going to be as this energy shifts Friday night and you start thinking about this stuff or you hear something that really sparks it for you. And then you can, those dates I gave you at the top of the show would be key dates where things will be kind of moving this along. All right, for Scorpio, Mars headed into Pisces. This is a six-week period that's going to be very much amped up and heated up and active for you guys from November 15th to December 31st. And this is about taking action or expressing passion or dealing with anger issues, making things happen in your love life or with a lover, with the kids, with creative projects, and with recreational pursuits. You can be doing all of that or maybe just one or two of those things, whichever one speaks to your life at the moment. This is definitely going to be a time to get in there. And with all of this, there are Piscean themes behind it. So there might be some research and working behind the scenes on those creative projects. Or maybe there's something secret or clandestine about the romance, the love situation. Or maybe you guys are taking a getaway together or something. There could be something with institutions you're dealing with the kids. Or, there's something artistic or spiritual about the recreational pursuit you're going into. So apply your Piscean themes here, but expect to have a lot more going on. Check those four dates at the top of the show for key dates that stand up for turning points with this, but this is where the action's going to be. Venus retrograde ending on Friday the 16th. Now we're starting to see a shift in gears as we're starting to now move forward. So since October 5th, you've been getting a shot at either going back to past life, love interests, or letting go of current ones, or slowing down and reworking something, or just somebody from your past this lifetime and reworking something with Venus. So it's been about love, or it's been about income, or women, or beauty themes. And now that's going to start to move forward, and you're ready to enter the next chapter. And again, Scorpio, you're getting kind of a double whammy here because this is 12th house oriented for you. So it means that the momentum is going to pick up behind the scenes or in secret or through that clandestine romance or romantic getaway or through that karmic past life scenario or through something happening with a hospital, spa, retreat, or other institution or through the art, the film, the music, anything muse-driven or spiritual, or through the research and development that's going on. So momentum starts to pick up on Friday the 16th, and over the weeks ahead, you'll exit the shadow by December 18th. And then you'll be full on, then you've covered all your ground. Mercury retrogrades on Friday the 16th in the evening, and so this is going to slow you down over the next few weeks when it comes to your income or your purchases or your products or your possessions. Or if it's not about slowing down a current scenario, it will be about kind of rekindling some kind of past situation involved with those, or letting go of something current if you're over it, or reworking something and getting it right, fine-tuning it. So pay attention again to what's coming into view in those areas as the evening rolls along on Friday the 16th, and then the key days I gave you at the top of the show for the do-over with that. For Sagittarius, Mars headed into Pisces from November 15th through December 31st, all the way to the end of the year. This means there's going to be more action now, more motivation, maybe more passion playing out, or some anger issues to deal with, and just making things happen. And it's really focused for you guys on the home. So there's a lot of that playing out in the house, or about what you're doing with the house, maybe a renovation or a move or a real estate deal, or something going on with your family or a parent or the roommates there. And so in all of that, there's just a lot more Piscean stuff. So there might be a lot more art and film and music going on there. There might be a lot more romantic trysts happening there. There might be more research about these subjects. There might be something involving institutions playing out there. More spirituality, you know, more prayer, meditation, yoga going on there. There could also be something with dealing with an addiction or a bad habit there, or a secret or something hidden coming to light there over these next 6 weeks. So check the dates at the top of the show as far as the days that stand out with this, but you start to feel this shift as of November 15th moving forward. Venus retrograde ends on Friday the 16th, and so for Sagittarius, this is a time where you can now start to get into forward future momentum. It's been really played out and focused on your own aspirations and original projects, as well as all of your social situations, your friends, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, causes, you know, social networking. And so in all of that, you've been kind of in a slowed down stage when it comes to love or to income or women or beauty, or you've been really all about the past or doing some ongoing thing there. Now your head comes up above the water a bit and you're like, oh yeah, what's next? And you start to move forward. So there might be, you know, new opportunities on the horizon, or whatever you've been all hunkered down on over these last weeks can now start to move forward. And then with Mercury retrograde beginning on Friday the 16th in the evening, this is in your sign, Sag. And so it's going to kind of make you feel like, wait, I got to kind of slow down for me for something, especially over the next couple weeks up through December 1st, and then it'll switch into another sign. So you want to kind of go back and figure something out when it comes to your body or your image or your brand or your name or your title or something that you're personally involved in or want to go back and get involved in again, you know. So this might bring past people or situations back around so that you can see how you are to that scenario, and do you want to get involved in it again, you know, or is it time to let go or rework something? It can also give you some space from current scenarios to give you some time to breathe and figure out who you are and where you're going next. It can be time to let go of something if there's something that's been kind of weighing you down. So you want to be open to all the Mercury options here. So communication, right? So if you need to talk with somebody or meet with somebody, or if you need to write, if you're a writer and you want this space to focus on your needs and your writing, if there's any agreements or sales or interviews or offers, you know, that you want to go back over, if there's a short trip or some local activities you want to get involved with, you know, to kind of take you back and reconnect you in some way, definitely a time for you to focus on you. So pay attention to the dates I gave at the top of the show for this and give yourself a little leeway, since there can be some mix-ups and malfunctioning things occasionally on the road along this that are meant to slow you down enough to figure this out. All right, for Capricorn, Mars headed into Pisces, November 15th through December 31st, means the next 6 weeks are definitely going to get you way more active locally or more short trips. You might be focused on doing something about your vehicle or your electronics, your brothers or your sisters or aunts or uncles. You might really be getting way more passionate about writing or interviews and auditions. There might be a lot more sales going on if you are involved in sales as part of your work, or maybe you're just going to more sales and buying things. There can be a lot more talks and meetings that are important during this time, and ideas. And in all of that, this can be kind of, framed by an artistic interest or a romantic desire, or a spiritual pursuit or something that you're involved with research and development behind the scenes, or dealing with some kind of bad habit or self-sabotaging tendency or addiction or something secretive that has come out, or a romance that is kicking up and you're kind of getting those little short trip getaways with this person, or in way more talks as they're kind of amping up here. So any institutions, I can't remember if I said that one, if you need to go to the hospital or a spa or retreat, it can get you out to do that during this time frame and get something happening there. So a lot happening here for Capricorn over the next 6 weeks. Venus retrograde ends on Friday the 16th. So for Capricorn, this is giving you guys a chance to now finally start to move forward again on the career front, or with personal goals, or with higher up authority type people in your life, the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, somebody like that. And so all of that is about Venus. So if the goal is love, or the goal is income, or the goal is about women or beauty, then this is starting to move forward on Friday. If the career momentum involves a female or making money, obviously we definitely hope it does that, right? Or is about a love interest playing out on the career front, or with that authority figure, then this as well starts to move forward. So there you have it. You are coming out of a holding pattern where you've been trying to work something out or release something or go back to something, and now you can start to move into the next chapter with those topics. And on Friday evening, Mercury retrograde. So for Capricorn, this is drawing you back into the 12th house over these weeks ahead. So what that means is that it's going to slow you down to rethink something involving art, film, music, poetry, painting, anything artistic, or something romantic. This could be rethinking the potential with a clandestine romance that you were involved with before, or an ongoing one, and where you are in that. Or it could be about a past life love interest coming back around during this time. It's, you know, romance with kind of a hidden or secretive or private side to it, you know, being kicked back in or figuring out which way you want to go with that. It can be about going back and revisiting a hospital or a spa or a retreat or some other institution. It can be about going back and really digging through information. And so that can be a research project that you're picking back up, or it can be about an investigation that you put aside and it's back up, you know, and running, figuring out secrets or hidden things during this time. And so in any of those areas, you want to really pay attention to the information that's coming your way. You might run into some people, like I said, from the past. There might be some interviews or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or ideas that are rehatched during this time frame about those topics. And so you really want to kind of see what's coming your way starting on Friday the 16th, and pay attention to those dates I gave at the top of the show as far as the standout dates over the weeks ahead for all of those energies. For Aquarius, Mars is headed into Pisces from November 15th, today if you're listening live, up through December 31st, the very last day of the year. And so, you know, for Aquarians, this means there's going to be a lot more activity around personal income or purchases you're making, or what you're doing with your possessions or your products, or how passionate you are about being valued, or your values that you stand for and what you're doing about it. And so in any of those areas, this time frame really is focused on doing something about the artistic side of this for making money or the purchase. Maybe you're buying more films or music, you know, content during this time, or you're making money through, you know, films or theater or painting or whatever is artistic for you. You can be applying romantic or spiritual interest to these themes. So if you're writing the romance novel or buying some kind of wonderful gift for a romantic partner, or or there's something spiritual, maybe you're buying your whole meditation setup so that you've got your little mat and your CD and you're going to start getting into that, you know. or you're starting to make money doing something that is really compelling you spiritually. This can be a time where you're putting the institutional interests aligned with that, the spas, the retreats, the hospitals, or it can be a time where research and development really helps you with the income or the purchases or the products or the possessions. And then with Venus retrograde ending on Friday the 16th, this means that you're now ready to start to see things moving forward again in the name of love or income or with women or beauty. And that's going to happen through travel, through people at a distance, through legal channels, through educational pursuits, through media marketing, publishing, broadcasting, through weddings or other ceremonies, or through religion or politics. So you guys have a lot of topics. Some people, you know, some signs only have three. You guys have a lot with this. So you are now ready, whatever you've reworked or let go of or rekindled, now you're ready to take that trip about it, or you're ready to connect with that person far away, or you're ready to go back to school or start teaching or have the wedding or, you know, make the media project or any of those topics. Now we see momentum. Now, with Mercury retrograding on the evening of Friday the 16th, for Aquarius, this is social. And so over these weeks ahead, you may be running back into old friends or going back to a past group or maybe following a trail on the internet and it leads you back to some page you used to visit a lot and you get taken interest again in that. It could be rekindling something with astrology or charities. Gatherings and parties and events could be drawing you back to old ideas or people or interests. It could also be about personal aspirations or original projects as well. So you might want to kind of rethink something in those areas. And you want to just slow down enough to allow some space in current scenarios if you need to rethink something, or you want to go back and really work on something with a current situation, or like I said, go back to the past and see what's there. And this all starts to get into gear Friday evening. All right, so for Pisces, Mars is headed into your sign November 15th through December 31st. So for 6 weeks, you guys have that heated up, passionate, fighting spirit, you know, I'm ready to do something kind of energy. It gives you guys an edge. It makes you a little sharper and a little brighter and a little bit more courageous during this time frame. And it tends to make you dive into things in a physical way, just showing up, jumping on that plane or, you know, showing up on that stage or showing up in that meeting or going out on that date, whatever it is for you guys, you know, this really motivates you to take action on a personal or a physical level. It can be a good time to focus on yourself. So if you need to go have like a procedure done that is physical, or you need to work on your image or your brand or your name or your title, it can give you that momentum there as well. And in all of these things, you want to apply the things Pisces rules to the things you're doing. So again, can be artistic, can be romantic, can be spiritual, can be about dealing with institutions or doing the research or tackling bad habits or addictions or uncovering secrets or deceptions and just moving yourself forward. So there you have it. With Venus retrograde ending on Friday the 16th in the morning, this means you're now ready to kind of shift gears and move forward again with lovers or your love life or with income opportunities or with women or beauty interests. So over these weeks behind you, you've really been focused in the past with that. And for you, it's been eighth house matter. So you've been focused on the sexual intimacy or the power dynamic between you and other people or how triangles are playing out, or where the bigger financial factors are involved, loans and bankruptcy and inheritance and taxes and insurance and that kind of stuff. Or you've been dealing with a death or a birth or a divorce, maybe reproductive needs, when, you know, could be an extension of the sexual attractions and what's going on with that. So as Venus goes direct on Friday the 16th, you're now really ready to start moving forward with those levers about those themes or with your income situation as you are now ready to go into the next chapter with those bigger topics or with those women or beauty interests. So you're going to start to see some things happening around your world that'll start to show you that as you move forward. And pay attention to those dates at the top top of the show for key dates that stand out with that. And then with Mercury retrograde starting on Friday the 16th in the evening, this is going to slow things down for Pisces, or take you back over some things and give you a do-over opportunity to rework something, rethink something, rekindle it, or let it go, or get a better closure, get a better second chance at something. And for you guys, it's really focused on your career, or it's focused on a big life goal, or something with an authority figure. It could be a boss, a parent, a director, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, or somebody like that. And so, you know, getting Mercury flowing here to figure something out from the past and get it wrapped up, or to rework something ongoing. So you want to get into those talks or meetings, or hear that decision or offer, or write things, or interview, or meet, make the sale, renegotiate terms, figure out what you want to do about the offer or proposal or decision there. And so keep information and communication open and flowing when it comes to these goals or career matters or authority figures. Something should be able to go through this do-over phase in the next couple weeks. And again, dates are at the top of the show that stand out for each one of these. That's it, guys. It's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me over at Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I will be back next week. I think I'm going to do it a little bit early because of Thanksgiving. I just come back to the channel and you'll see, or check my Facebook page and I will post when that's going to be up. I hope it's a great week, a lot shifting gears in the next day, and then off we go to the races, into the new stuff, or the old stuff, as it would be. Have a great one. I'll talk to you guys soon. All right. Bye.